2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Now, I just want you to have a listen to this.
So, I hear you've made an enormous faux pas and everyone's laughing up their sleeves about your date.
What? Why?
Why? Because she's brought a ludicrously capacious bag.
What?
What's even in there? Huh? Flat shoes for the subway? Her lunch pail? I mean, Greg, it's monstrous. It's gargantuan. You could take it camping. Could slide it across the floor after a bank job.
Honestly, I think everybody can recognise that from the get-go. But especially if you're a huge fan of Succession, you will recognise the voice of Tom there just a couple of years ago. Well, in 2025, he is way off the mark because huge handbags are in. Why and how big is too big? I don't know. But stylist Karina Gaffney might. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Oh my God, no, I'm absolutely delighted. This is kind of like a bizarre one as well because, you know, we've gone through so many different trends with handbags lately, but big bags have been trendy for a while, but now high-end designers are jumping on the bandwagon.
Definitely. I think like when you look at the runways, they love like throwing an oversized bag with a look. And I think they're kind of just doing that as like a little styling hack and kind of like just to put a little bit of a show on the runway show in that sense as well. But like at least they're a little bit functional and practical. Like we had the mini bags.
Little micro bags.
Yeah.
Like I remember that Lizzo was the first person that I saw with the micro bag.
She had the Jacquemus one.
Yeah.
And like I don't even know what you fit in that. I actually was in a shop. I won't name it. But they said that they're little mini bags that some people that have obviously a lot of money were buying them to put their dog poo bags in. So, you know, each to their own.
Kind of now I'm like, now I get it. It's quite functional, although my dog is 15 kg, so I don't even think that his poo bags are fitting there.
You need extra large bags then.
Absolutely, which is bringing us into this.
Yeah, which I think is just so gas. So people like find a use for a mini bag. I just find that, you know, I don't want to bring it back to the pandemic, but I feel like after the pandemic, we didn't need to go out as much, or during the pandemic. So clutch bags and smaller bags were kind of like disused. And then we kind of entered into the big bag and that's kind of stuck around. And it is really functional because people are like working from home and then they're going to the office. They might have to throw their laptop in and just you can kind of throw everything into the bag. Like I used to be more of a like crossbody gal, especially for my job as a stylist. I'm running around the shops. I need my hands free to pick up clothes and have a look at stuff. And then now I've really got into the big bags. I just kind of love the way you can just throw everything in and you don't really forget anything.
Absolutely adore the shoulder pain that comes alongside with it because there's no end of it.
Yeah.
It's really funny because there's been a TikTok trend lately of, you know, the girls saying like, what are the girls who are going to the office, who are going to the gym, who are also going for after work drinks? What bag are we using?
I know.
But there is the idea of an it bag. Like, where does that come from?
So I think the it bag kind of emerged like from the 50s. If you look back, Chanel's famous bag, it's called the 2.55, and where the name comes from, it's February actually, 1955. So that's been around a long time, and they were kind of revolutionary in bringing that bag with a shoulder strap, which you think is a little bit silly because women before used to use clutches and top handle bags. So even having a shoulder strap gave them all this freedom.
Yeah.
So that's kind of come a revolutionary iconic it bag. And then it kind of emerged like from the 50s then into the 90s is really where the kind of it bag grew. And I think like fashion houses started looking at other kind of accessories or trying to bring in more revenue, so they kind of were looking at accessories, how they could sell more product to customers basically. So, you know, like the Fendi baguette came into fruition then as well, and all these like it bags just started to emerge. And I think like a lot of those, if you look at them, they're still iconic today and they kind of transcend trends.
Yeah.
They're like, I think everyone says every bag's an it bag, but there's only a certain amount of it bags that have lasted the test of time.
Well, through the years, the ones that you will always look at and go, they never went out of fashion. They've always kind of been there a long time. A lot of them are named after fashion icons as well.
Yeah, so obviously the most famous one is the Hermes Birkin. And that's actually kind of a funny story how that came along. Like, so Jane Birkin is obviously like, she's like a fashion icon. And she used to always wear a basket bag. Like, if you look back at her photos, like she's real like summer inspo. Like her little cut off shorts, tank top, she's so classic, and she used to carry a basket bag around, like a straw bag basically. And she went on a flight and she happened to be sitting beside the CEO or the executive of Hermes, and her basket bag is very impractical in terms of it looks great. You can throw everything in, but everything spilled out of it. And she was like, well, if her, so she got talking and she was like, well, if Hermes make me a bag with pockets, then I'll buy a Hermes bag. And he was like, well, I'm from Hermes, I'll design you a bag. And they literally sat on the plane and she sketched it out. Seemingly, this is the lore is that she sketched it out on a sick bag of Hermes Birkin. And that came out in the 80s. And then, like, it wasn't that popular until the 90s and then until now, where it just goes for extreme amount of money.
But it's absolutely bizarre because, like, at the time, she used to throw everything into it. You know, yes. It was kind of like, I don't have to do this in the basket bag anymore. I can shove whatever I want in here. And now it's nearly become like a piece of, like, you know, like a museum artifact or something. Like, people are investing in these handbags and not really, like, using them as much. You would mind them between the things in your life. Yeah. I love the girls on TikTok who've, like, gone in the queue for like years and years and years to get this bag, and then they're driving around in like just a banged up car because they're like, yeah, my car depreciates in value but the bag is only going up.
Yeah, the bag. But if you look back at photos of Jane Birkin with her Hermes, she also said a quote about like, I don't like my bag to look the same as everyone else, and she was like throwing on bag charms. Like, she was completely ahead of her time.
Yeah,
because now on TikTok it's all about like putting the most random bag charms from your bag and kind of giving a personality, and she was kind of doing it first. And then obviously there was the Lady Dior, which is named after Princess Diana, and they gifted her that bag, and then she kind of wore it loads and then asked for it in navy, and then they decided to rename it. So it's sometimes it's someone who's just, it comes their signature that they rename the bag after them,
and then everybody's kind of jumping on the bandwagon afterwards. What about the affordable it bag? Because obviously we're talking here about, like, we've mentioned Diana,
yes,
and you've mentioned like the Birkin bag,
which,
like,
is the most expensive bag.
Yeah. Like, they're just out of reach for the majority of people. So what is an affordable it bag?
I definitely think the high street do great versions. Now, like, dupe culture is a big thing, especially on TikTok. I wouldn't be a massive fan of dupes, but I think that, you know, a little bit of inspiration now and again, it's fine. But yeah, I definitely think high street, and then there's kind of mid-range brands as well that aren't, you know, super expensive, but also have sustainability, they're great quality, and they might be like, say, under the 500 euro mark. So a little bit more expensive, something to kind of save and kind of look forward to, and, like, you know, a lovely kind of purchase, like even stuff like Ganni as well, they do great bags, they're really good with sustainability. And then obviously even down to like Koss had a viral bag as well, the kind of like quilted bag. I think TK Maxx do great bags. You go in there and you can get any bag in any colour.
Yeah,
I love the TikToks where people were like, you know, oh, can I get a horse with a, like a man with a, like with a horse head or whatever, you know, those did you see those TikToks about TK Maxx? I think you'd say the same for their bag section. You can go in and kind of get a blue bag, you know, like patient, whatever. They have a great section of bags. And I think just like across the high street, there's great. It just depends
what, like, your vibe is.
What your vibe is. Yeah. Also what you need it for. Like I was saying, a crossbody is great for me, but maybe you need a tote to put your laptop in. And just kind of like what your budget and what your vibe is.
You mentioned dupes there as well. Like, they are considered like quite cool now. You know, people are kind of going mad for their dupes a little bit. You're not too mad on it, but that's okay.
I think each their own. Yeah. I just think what fears me about dupes is, like, you know, if it's big brand, like if they're getting inspiration from these big designer houses, but it's when they get inspiration from small independent, you know, creators and designers that, like where does it stop?
I know. There's like, where's the line?
Where's the line?
What are we doing here?
Like a little bit of inspiration. Look, we can't all, you know, get a bag named after us.
Yeah.
And let a designer bag come our signature. But, you know, I just think there is some gorgeous brands out there that do great bags that are a little bit different, and it doesn't have to be the same as everybody else.
Some of the biggest influencers out there at the minute are, you know, working with more kind of down to earth labels like Uniqlo or Lululemon. Like, why is that? Is that because, like, it's available to kind of everyone across the masses?
Yeah, I think that, like, there's a lot of practicality in terms of those bags, the Uniqlo, even the Koss. And it's that kind of maybe athleisure kind of vibe, that mixing it up. I love the unexpected combos that you can kind of put a casual bag with a kind of dressier outfit. I think nowadays you can even kind of wear them into evening. It's not like you need to have a specific bag for each part of your day. You can kind of have a bag that fits everything and works with everything. So I definitely think, and just price point, it's just just easier and more affordable. And I think just TikTok and social media are just responsible for making things go viral, and then people feel like they need to have it.
To be honest, it's all giving me a bang of like the 2010s when we were in blazers and like big belts and we were in the peplum tops and we had these huge handbags as well, because we were really doing office chic and none of us were working in an office.
It just kind of reminds you of the Olsen twins as well. That would have been like when they had the oversized like coffee cups and then their giant bags as well. It was just like, you know,
it was a juxtaposition of it all.
Exactly.
Yeah, because they're so tiny. Whatever the reason, any gal will tell you that big bags are dead handy. Like, let's be realistic. You can shove everything in there. Like I mentioned at the very beginning, it's one of those ones that like you can come into work, you can go to the gym, and then you can go meet the girls for drinks afterwards. Yeah. Like, there's something for everyone. But if someone is going for the look, what is the frazzled Englishwoman aesthetic?
Well, I'm not sure it's something that you should be really going for.
I don't think in this country it's going to fly too well anyway.
No, I don't think so. But I absolutely love the way Joanne McNally brought out her handbag range.
Yeah.
And the bags came too big. And like, you know, you could literally fit in them. I was like, and I use one of those bags all the time and it fits everything. I don't go for the frazzled. I try to keep myself like together, but my bag might be a mess. That's why I always find it so funny with all those Vogue, like, what's in your bag? And I'm like, oh really? Like, would they want to really look in my bag? There's probably about five lip glosses, like mushed up like dog treats, like
just in case.
Yeah, so I think you can be frazzled in the inside of your bag, not let anyone see, but then just give a little bit more of a put together look from the get-go.
Look like you've got it all together. No one needs to see on the inside ever.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is one of those things. I'm trying to think of my bag behind me, like I've got Strepsils in there just in case. Like I've got some mouthwash just in case. And I've got, like you said, like it's like the five lip glosses. Can I ever find one when I need it?
No, definitely not.
Absolutely not. Karina, as always, thank you so much for coming in to talk all about big bags this morning. That was stylist Karina Gaffey.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.